And as we know, it says in the gospel, blessed are those who cannot see but believe. For me and for my life and for my family. This is, of course, great, great gift. But at the same time, for sure, it's a great responsibility. And I know that I was giving a lot by God, but I also know that He asks a lot from me. And believe me, it is not easy, it is not simple to spend with Our Lady every single day in 34 years, to spend the time with her every day, to be with her in heaven, because when she comes, she brings peace of heaven to us. And to us. And it's very hard after those meetings, it's very, very hard to come back to the reality of this world. And after each apparition, I need several hours to get back to this world, to get back to reality of this world. What are the most important messages Our Lady has been giving to all of us for 34 years? I would like to emphasize these messages. The messages, I think that they are the most important. The message of peace, conversion, return to God, prayer with the heart, penance and fasting, firm faith, love, forgiveness, Holy Eucharist, reading of the Sacred Scripture, monthly confession, forgiveness, and the message of hope. As you can see, these are the most important messages through which Our Lady has been leading us. And each one of these messages I just emphasized, Our Lady gives in a simple way, trying to bring them closer to us so that we can accept them and place them into our lives. At the very beginning of the apparitions, back in 1981, we were kneeling before her, excited, scared. I was 16 at that time. And the first question we asked her was who she was, what was her name? And she answered, I am Queen of Peace. I am coming to you, my dear children, because I am sent by my son to help you. Dear children, peace, 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 only peace. Peace must reign. There must be peace in the world. There must be peace between men and God. There must be peace among all people. Dear children, this world, this mankind is in great danger, in danger of self-destruction. These were the first words Our Lady gave through us to the world. And from these words, we can see what is the greatest desire of Our Lady, and that is peace. She comes to us from King of Peace. And who can know better but Our Mother how much peace we need today in today's tired world, in tired families, in tired young people, and tired church. And Mother comes to us as a Mother of Church, and she says, dear children, if you are strong, and the Church will be strong as well, but if you are weak, the Church will be weak as well. You are my living Church. You are the lungs of the Church. That's why I invite you, bring the prayer back into your families. May each family becomes the living Church. May each family becomes the chapel where the prayers are said. Our Lady wants our families to become the chapels where the prayers are said. And then Our Lady says, dear children, there is no living church without living family. Today's families are bleeding. Today's families are going through the most difficult crisis. And the world cannot be healed, or society cannot be healed, if the family is not healed spiritually. It is important that our families are healed spiritually so that we can have the healing of the world. And Mother comes to us. She wants to encourage us. She wants to console us. And she wants to give a motherly hand and lead each one of us towards Jesus so that we find peace in Him. He is our peace. We can find peace only in Jesus. In one of her messages, Our Lady says, dear children, today more than ever, the world goes through the most difficult crisis, but the biggest crisis is the crisis of faith in God. Because you distant yourself from God, you distant yourselves from prayer. And Our Lady says, today's world walks towards future without God. The prayer has disappeared in your families, dear children. Parents do not have time for their children, and vice versa. Father has no time for mother, and mother has no time for father. There is no faithfulness in marriages. There is no more love in families. There are so many abortions in the world which bring tears in the eyes of our mother. And she prays with us. She wants to help us. And she wants to bring peace back into our families. And she says, dear children, if one has no peace in one's heart, if one has no peace with oneself, if there is no peace in the family, you cannot have peace in the world. That's why I invite you, dear children, open yourselves towards the gift of peace. Pray for a gift of peace for your good. And dear children, do not talk about peace. No, do not talk about peace, but start living peace. Do not talk about prayer, but start living the prayer. Dear children, there are too many words in today's world. Speak less and work more, dear children. And this is the way we are going to change the families and then the world, and we will have more peace and love and good. And my dear friends, today's world is not in economical crisis or a recession. Today's world is in a spiritual crisis. And of course, every spiritual crisis produces any other crisis. Mother comes to us not to criticize us, not to talk to us about fear of punishment. She doesn't come to us to talk to us about the end of the world or second coming of Jesus. Jesus is given to us every single day through the Holy Mass. Let us attend Holy Mass and meet Jesus. In one of her messages, Our Lady says, dear children, Holy Mass should become the center of your life. And during one occasion when we were kneeling before her, she says, She said, "Dear children, if you have opportunity to choose between seeing me or attending Holy Mass, do not come to me. Go and attend Holy Mass." Because to attend Holy Mass, it means to walk towards Jesus who is given to us in that Holy Mass. It means to be open to Him and surrendered, to be surrendered to Him and to receive Him. Our Lady invites us for monthly confession, for adorations and venerations. And on this special way, Our Lady invites priests to organize adorations before the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lady invites us to pray the Holy Rosary in our families. She wants us that we read the sacred scripture in our families. And in one of her messages, Our Lady says, "Dear children, have Holy Bible on the visible place in your homes. Read sacred scripture, so that through reading Holy Scripture, Jesus is reborn in your hearts and in your families. Dear children, forgive each other. Love each other." Our Lady invites us on a special way to forgive. And she has repeated so many times, "Forgive, dear children. Learn how to forgive, because that is grace."
Oprosti sebi.
We need to learn how to forgive to ourselves and to others. But it is always the most difficult for one to forgive oneself. But when we forgive, we open our hearts towards the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Without forgiveness, we cannot be healed, nor spiritually, nor physically, nor emotionally. It is necessary that we forgive. It is necessary that we become free, so that we can open ourselves. That our forgiveness becomes holy and complete and perfect. Our Lady invites us to pray with the heart. And she has repeated so many times, "Pray, pray, pray, dear children. Stay persistent in your prayer." She doesn't want us to pray with our lips mechanically, nor to pray out of tradition. She doesn't want us to that we pray and we check our watches when the prayer is going to end. Our Lady desires that we pray with heart. She wants us to pray with love and out of love, that we pray with our entire being, so that our prayer becomes a conversation with Jesus, rest together with Him, so that we are filled with peace and joy when we end the prayer with the heart. You may ask how this is possible. But you see, Our Lady knows that we are not perfect, that it's very hard to focus, to concentrate in a prayer. But Our Lady knows this the best, because she is the Mother. But Our Lady invites us to decide for prayer. She invites us to start the school of prayer, and that we study in this school of prayer every day. It is desire of Our Lady to pray 3 hours daily, not 3 hours at once, not to pray rosary only. When Our Lady wants us to pray 3 hours, it means to attend Holy Mass, to attend, to pray the Holy Rosary, to read sacred scripture, to attend adorations, to pray with the family, do good things, help others. This is what Our Lady wants from each one of us. I remember this pilgrim lady who came to me, and she heard from someone that Our Lady asks the 3 hours of prayer. And she came to me and she said, "I cannot believe that Our Lady wants us that we pray 3 hours." And Ivan answered, This is not conditional. This is not condition. This is desire of Our Lady. And 1 year later, this woman came to Medjugorje. And again, she comes to me and she asks me, does Our Lady want us to pray 3 hours? I told her, my lady, you are too late. Our Lady does not want us to pray 3 hours, but now Our Lady wants us to pray 24 hours. And then this woman said, okay, I'm going to stick with those 3 hours. You see how selfish we are in prayer. Our Lady will never ask something what we cannot accept or do, but she asks what we can do, what we can live. Our Lady says, dear children, if you want to attend the school of prayer, then you must know that there are no weekends, no breaks during the day. It means to attend the school of prayer every day. And dear children, if you want to pray better, you must always pray more. And to pray more is a personal decision. But to pray better is a grace. Grace given to those who pray more. Very often we say that we do not have time for prayer, that we work a lot, that we are too busy. Children are in school, husband stays late at work, we do not have time to meet. And whenever the time for the prayer comes, when we are supposed to be together, we say that the problem is time. And Our Lady says, dear children, time is not the problem. Problem is love. Dear children, when you love something, you always find time for that. But when you do not love something, you will never find time for that. You see, if there is love, everything is possible. And then we always find time for that. Through these years, Our Lady has been with us. She wants to wake us up from this spiritual dying, from this spiritual coma. She wants to strengthen us in our faith and in our prayer. And tonight, when Our Lady comes to me, I'm going to recommend all of you, all your needs, all your families. And on the special way, I'm going to recommend all of you who are sick, and the priests and the parishes you come from. It is very hard to describe the beauty of the meeting with Our Lady. There are no words in today's world to describe the beauty of Our Lady. I can share with you that she has grayish dress, white veil, rosy cheeks, black hair, blue eyes, and she floats on the cloud. And kneeling every day before her through these 34 years, I am always astonished with her beauty, with her smile. And with love which is enormous, huge, the love she has for each one of us. We ask her once, Mother, how come that you are so beautiful? And Our Lady said, dear children, I'm beautiful because I love. And dear children, you love, then you will be beautiful as well. And this is the answer to all of us, what we are to do today. I hope that each one of us is going to respond to the call of Our Lady, that we are going to accept her messages, that all of us are going to become the co-creators of the better world, world worthy of children of God. And I hope that through these days, while you are here in Medjugorje, are going to sow, to plant a good seed, seed which is going to fall on a good soil, the seed which will bear good fruits. And may your arrival here becomes the beginning of your spiritual renewal, and continue at your homes this spiritual renewal in your parish. And let us pray together with our Mother. especially for evangelization of the families and the world. And do not look for external signs that we see something or touch something in order that we say, I believe because I saw. Our Lady wants from all of us that we become a living sign, sign of the living faith. She has repeated so many times, do not be afraid, my dear children, do not be afraid. And this is what she is telling us today. So let us not be afraid, let us decide for God and let it be that way. Thank you very much. May God and Our Lady follows you on your journey. Thank you for your attention. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace and Reconciliation, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much.